Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies. We'll have rain showers likely. We'll see highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain likely, then some rain and snow overnight will drop down to the lower 30s. For tomorrow, looks like maybe a chance for some snow showers early, then clearing skies around 43. Tomorrow night, clear in the upper 20s, and Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 53. Right now, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Kansas man has been charged with a federal hate crime after allegedly threatening a black juvenile while shouting racial slurs. The indictment alleges 25-year-old Colton Donner told the youth that Paola, Kansas, where the victim was living, was a white town. The Justice Department said in a news release yesterday that the man was charged with a federal count of interference with housing. Donner was also indicted for a separate incident with unlawfully possessing a firearm while being a convicted felon for allegedly possessing a .44-caliber revolver. Surging pandemic numbers straining hospitals across the Sunflower State just days before Thanksgiving. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reported yesterday 95 new hospitalizations. For the two-day period of Saturday and Sunday, the state reports 7,526 new COVID-19 cases. And forecasters say some parts of Kansas getting much-needed rain today. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer sale on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock UT0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
An off-duty Wichita police officer was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence. The Wichita Police Department said in a news release that Officer Corey Masterson has been with the department for 12 years and was assigned to the Field Services Division. Police say Masterson has been moved to an administrative assignment. The case is being investigated by the Kansas Highway Patrol, along with an internal review by the Wichita Police Department. It looks as if it's going to be a little less expensive to fish in the Sunflower State with the beginning of the new year. Wichita Eagle reporting that the Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism Commission announced several changes related to outdoor recreation, and among them, the cost of a one-day fishing license was reduced from $8.50 to $6. For non-residents, the price dropped to $10 from $14.50. The lowering of the fees is to encourage more licenses being bought, as the number of one-day permits has dropped dramatically since 2016. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities have filed additional charges against a 23-year-old man in a shooting at a Nebraska fast food restaurant in which two employees were killed and two others wounded. 23-year-old Roberto Carlos Silva Jr. was charged yesterday with two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted first-degree murder, arson, and four gun charges in Saturday's attack at a Sonic drive-in restaurant in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. Responding officers found a U-Haul truck on fire outside the restaurant around 9:30 Saturday night. Sarpy County Prosecutor Bonnie Moore said yesterday that the investigators are still trying to determine Silva's motive. Nebraska reported one of the lowest numbers of new virus cases this month on Sunday, but the number of people being hospitalized with the virus remains high. The state reported 1,032 new virus cases on Sunday, which was less than half of the 7-day rolling average. Mid-America Network News.
Looking for furniture, appliances, mattresses, or TVs for your home for the holiday? Your local Ashley Home Store has large selections of name brand furniture, appliances, mattresses, and TVs in stock. They offer free contactless delivery on all items over $299. Order online at ashleyfurniturehomestore.com or brandsource.com, or stop in. Choose from LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and have it delivered to your house before the holidays. Free Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and again discussed the recreation program. A motion was passed on a 6-2 vote to proceed with conversations with a party that has expressed interest before the city went with the option of hiring a director and bringing program operations in-house. Concern was mentioned of previous deadlines that have passed and the fact that details of previous contract proposals have been made public. Approval was given expanding the procurement limits, allowing up to $5,000 for the city administrator and $1,500 for the city clerk and department heads. Anything over $7,500 will be priced out for approval, and anything over $15,000 will be subject to competitive sealed bids. A 5% local favor difference was allowed in the policy, which passed unanimously. Extending the ADA crosswalk replacement project, sending the 2021 project proposals to CES Group for engineering was approved, with the program in its third year. A list of project locations are available with the council agenda. Recommendations for pay raises were brought forward again for discussion, with approval given for a $1.50 per hour increase for all full-time employees, with exception of police, who were granted a larger raise a year ago. The increase would reflect cost of living and merit raises, which also would be in addition. Appointments were approved for Convention and Tourism Committee for April Spicer, Woody Wallstrom, Michelle Weitzel, and reappointment of Nick Stahl. Approved for Planning and Zoning Commission were Derek Martin, Phil Bruna, and Bob Connell. Committee reports included a suggestion that work be considered on 11th Road, south at least to the intersection with Keating Drive for the senior housing project in the next year. City Administrator will check with engineers regarding progress. Council consensus was to consider doing work in phases and at least get something started. Marshall County COVID numbers continue to rise with 191 active cases as of Monday, up 44 over the weekend, and up 62 from a week ago. Hospitalizations also increased to 7 from 2 last week, and 5 COVID-related deaths have now been reported in Marshall County. 319 have recovered to date. Washington County, as of Monday, fell to 46 active cases, half of that a week ago, with 4 that remain hospitalized. Active cases in Nemahal County remain high but have stabilized at 290. Washington County will go under a statewide mask mandate effective Wednesday that was implemented by the governor last week. Counties could opt out, but Washington County commissioners did not meet Monday as they were in quarantine as a result of a direct contact with a COVID-19 case. An appreciation parade for healthcare workers passing by Community Memorial Healthcare and the local care homes is planned Tuesday afternoon, beginning at 4 p.m. from the Methodist Church in Marysville. It's suggested to start lining up vehicles at 3:30 Tuesday afternoon at the United Methodist Church near Lyons Park. Katie J. Coot Pearson, age 34, of Manhattan, passed away Friday. A graveside service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m., at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Katie Coot Pearson. James E. Jim Cook, age 68, of Barnston, passed away Sunday. Due to COVID, a private graveside service is planned Saturday at the Liberty Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Jim Cook. Elaine A. Pfeiffer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Elaine Pfeiffer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey, mashed potato, green bean casserole, cranberry salad, and pumpkin dessert. Tomorrow, chicken strips, macaroni and cheese, zucchini and tomato, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative.
Ribs or burn-ends? Burn-ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like on the warm side of the system, we're continuing to see rain showers across the Midwest. To the north of the low, we're seeing some wintry mix across the Dakotas into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and some areas of Iowa, Illinois that could see a few inches of snow for today. This low will continue to push off towards the east, so we'll continue to see wet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. Some areas behind the system could see a little bit of some rain and snow, but finally, that will move out as we head into tomorrow night, and it looks like beautiful weather as we head into Thanksgiving Day with mostly sunny skies. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain likely, then rain and snow overnight in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, scattered snow showers early, then clearing skies, highs at 43 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late November 51, record high on this date 74, the average low 27, and the record low is 2 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:07, sunrise in the morning 7:21. Those reporting stations Monday and still had rain gauges out, add up to around a quarter of an inch locally. Cloudy overcast this morning at sunrise, it's 46 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 24th of November. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's Mary and Bride at RX Drugstore this Monday and Tuesday. Don't miss the Christmas Showcase event, where the more gifts you buy, the more you save. Up to 20% off store-wide. Shop 8:30 to 7 on Monday and 8:30 to 6 on Tuesday. Bring your mask and shop a wide array of gifts for all ages. Only at RX in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
A salute to our small businesses, the backbone of our local economy. With all of the challenges faced in 2020, this year it's more important than ever to remember your support of small business during the Christmas season. With this in mind, Marysville Chamber and Main Street are teaming up with local merchants during this Small Business Week, offering swag bags, including $500 in Chamber bucks, with your purchase at participating local businesses. Shop small, shop local, shop Marysville this Christmas season. A reminder from these proud community supporters. Citizen State Banks, Landall Company, Blue Valley Technologies, and Free CPA.
The Rams improved to 7-3. Hello, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. On Monday Night Football last night, Jared Goff outdueled Tom Brady, leading the Rams to a 27-24 win over the Buccaneers.
He's looking left in breaking route, caught the goal line, and scored by Van Jefferson, the rookie. Gets his first touchdown.
On ESPN LA 710, it was the first game in the NFL history to be worked by an all-black officiating crew led by referee Jerome Boger. Meanwhile, the Ravens will be without a couple of key players when they match up with the undefeated Steelers on Thursday. Head coach John Harbaugh announcing yesterday that running backs Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins have tested positive for COVID-19. And the NFL issued new coronavirus guidelines, including a rule that all players on the sideline during games must wear masks unless they are wearing a helmet or preparing to take the field. More NFL, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will be out for the rest of his rookie season. Sources tell ESPN that Burrow injured multiple ligaments in his left knee against Washington on Sunday, including tears of both his ACL and MCL. In college football, Florida State and Clemson didn't play their scheduled game over the weekend.
Sources told ESPN a Clemson player tested positive for COVID Friday and had symptoms. A source says Florida State then said it wasn't comfortable playing Saturday's game. It was postponed. Florida State coach Mike Norvell.
This is a decision that is made by the medical advisors.
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney.
COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game.
Swinney says he doesn't think it has anything to do with the players or coaches.
To me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game.
We're going to rely on our medical advisors to make the best call.
Norvell says it's about the students' health. Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
And the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks announcing that until further notice, they will not allow fans in the stands for the upcoming season. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC
Sports. Hanover Wildcats State Championship Football, 11 a.m. kickoff Saturday live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A coalition of the nation's largest biofuels and agriculture trade groups filed a motion in the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia yesterday, asking the court to enforce its 2017 decision requiring the U.S. EPA address its improper waiver of 500 million gallons of biofuel demand in the 2016 renewable volume obligation. The coalition includes Growth Energy, the Renewable Fuels Association, National Biodiesel Board, American Coalition for Ethanol, National Corn Growers, National Farmers Union, and National Sorghum Producers. The group said it's simply unconscionable that EPA would so brazenly ignore a federal court order. They say the agency must do right by America's farmers and biofuel producers and supporters. Together, they say, the coalition represents millions of rural families who would not have to have resort to more court proceedings to hold EPA accountable to the law. It's well past overdue. EPA restore the 500 million gallons and focus on restoring integrity to the renewable fuel standard, the group said. And citing impacts to farmers, ranchers, and consumers from delays in the transition process, outgoing House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson wrote to General Services Administrator Emily Murphy yesterday, urging the agency to proceed with collaboration of the transition with the incoming administration of President-elect Biden. He said the inability of the President-elect's transition team to access briefings and other resources and to be brought up to speed by career civil service experts could directly impact food costs and consumers' options on grocery store shelves. And he said it jeopardizes the food supply and economic well-being of American farmers and ranchers and, by extension, the rural communities in which they live and work. Specifically, Peterson cited the impact of COVID-19 on the health workers and meatpacking plants and the corresponding ability of those plants to remain in operation. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. Up next is the latest Stechline report here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning, Larry.
Well, folks, you all know that Brazil is the top exporter of soybeans in the world. And no doubt about that. But what's going on? They're buying soybeans. That's right. They sold too much. That's number one. Yeah, that's what we found out. We're digging around and nosing around just a little bit. And guess who was buying most of it? China. Now, they bought some from us, too. Not near as much as what we thought they would be buying. Of course, the year isn't over yet, so I'm not going to count my chickens yet. But in any event, that's kind of interesting that they overshot their market. They're concerned. Of course, they had a little weather problem, too. And with combined that with selling too much, they are in the need of beans. And we have shipped them a nice load already. I wonder if there'll be more that they'll be buying. It's interesting, folks, no doubt about that. Brazil last month temporarily suspended import tariffs on corn, beans, and soybean products from outside its trading bloc. The purchase that they made from us was 38,000 tons. Represents the largest transaction since 1997 with them. Back then, they imported more than 600,000 tons of soybean meal. Or soybeans, I'm sure, I think, and not meal. In any event, their president in Brazil said last week that their country was shopping for imported soybeans and rice. Of the roughly 56.3 million tons of beans China imported from April through September this year, 48.9 million or 86%, came from Brazil. That's China. China bought that much, probably a little bit too much, for the Brazilians, especially with the weather problems that they had. So, I think that sets up a pretty hot market for beans, friends, which here on the Steckline Report, coming up in two or three weeks, we're going to jump into what we think markets are going to do and have some experts help us. Stay tuned.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade, and we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select discount vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock, QTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford motor credit. Not all qualify. Offered rebates to dealer. Offers expired November 30th, 2020.
Again, for Farming America, I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We are talking turkey this week, and Ron Cardell, the chairman of the National Turkey Federation and turkey farmer from Iowa, will be with us again right after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Ron Cardell is on the phone with me again today. He is the chairman of the National Turkey Federation. He is a turkey farmer from Walcott, Iowa, which is just across the Illinois line along Interstate 80. He is in Washington, D.C. today for the annual pardoning of the turkey, a Thanksgiving tradition kicking off the holiday season that goes back to President Harry Truman in 1947. As chairman of the National Turkey Federation, it was up to Ron or his state to raise the turkeys that are going to be pardoned. And, of course, as a turkey farmer, he raised two turkeys, the main one and an alternate, which are scheduled to be pardoned at the White House today. Do these turkeys have names, Ron?
The White House does the naming of them. We can offer suggestions. And so we had our local Walcott Community School had a contest to name these two turkeys. And they came up with some unique names, but then they voted on them. And the names they came up with were Corn and Cobb.
I like it. And what happens to these birds after they're pardoned, Ron?
Well, this year, for very good news, they're going to return to my alma mater, which is Iowa State University, where they are building a little, and they were utilized for educational purposes. And they built an area to display them and provide information on how a turkey's raised and what they eat and what they eat out of. And so, yes, this year they will be returning to Iowa State University,
where they will live happily ever after, I guess. How long is happily ever after for a turkey, Ron?
Well, these guys will get to live out their natural life. So probably, realistically, probably about 3 years.
And how did you get these turkeys from Walcott, Iowa to Washington, D.C.?
In a minivan, basically, where they line the back of it with plastic and then put down some bedding, and they get to ride in comfort to D.C. But then they get to drive all the way back to Ames, Iowa. So they're going to be some well-traveled turkeys.
I was kind of hoping you were going to tell me that they were going to be flown in an airplane, which would put to rest finally the answer to the question of whether turkeys can fly.
That's right. In other years, they have, it's probably been 10 years or so ago, they went to Disneyland. They flew out to Disneyland, and they were in the Disneyland parade.
So turkeys can fly. More Turkey Talk with Ron Cardell tomorrow. Back after this.
We're happy to have with us today Chuck Swarczyk with the Farmers Cooperative Energy Department. Chuck, why does Senex Fuel perform so well?
Senex Fuels contain 7 additives to boost performance. These additives are injected into the fuel. We know it's the best fuel on the market. In fact, we use it in Farmers Cooperative's trucks and equipment. Call any of our Farmers Cooperative branches for your next order of Senex Fuel.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, cloudy, overcast, 46. Middle 50s on the high side for us today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Wichita State will not participate in this week's Bad Boy Moores Crossover Classic due to multiple positive COVID-19 tests within the team travel party. Tests were conducted yesterday afternoon shortly after the team arrived in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Per tournament policy, teams are to be removed from the event if any member of the travel party tests positive. Wichita State was set to open its season with 3 games in 3 days at the Sanford Pentagon beginning tomorrow evening against Utah State. Instead, the team is headed back to the Air Capital today. Separate arrangements will be made to safely transport infected personnel and any close contact cases. The Chicago White Sox will host the New York Yankees in the rescheduled Field of Dreams game at Dyersville, Iowa on August 12th. Major League Baseball says the plan is tentative, contingent on the status of public health next summer. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover Wildcats State Championship Football, 11 a.m. kickoff Saturday live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
Cooking for a big group this week? Some advice on supersizing your favorite recipe today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 24th, the 329th day of the year. The original self-help guru Dale Carnegie was born on this day, and in 1863, the Civil War battle for Lookout Mountain began in Tennessee. Looking for a larger crowd than usual during the holidays? Then you need to know how to supersize your favorite recipes. Usually you can double or triple amounts proportionally. Seasonings, though, can be a little tricky. It's best to err on the too little side and adjust later. Try to multiply and divide by whole numbers or use a recipe converter, easily found online or in cookware shops. And when doubling up on baked recipes, use pans of the same depth for equivalent cooking times and temperatures. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our Cooking for a Crowd chart at almanac.com.
KNDY. Normally this time of night, you wouldn't find me here. I'd be reaching for a good night kiss instead of one more beer. I never take a second look at the blonde across the bar, much less invite her over. Let things go this far, but anything goes when everything's gone. You ain't around to give a damn whether I do right or wrong. So bring it on, anything goes when everything's gone. Another morning after a cruise. I'm searching for my blue jeans on a stranger's bedroom floor. Shouldn't I feel guilty? Well, I don't feel a thing. I'd wake her up and say goodbye, but I can't.
Tail lights and the